It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Excited to get this man on the line. He always makes time for us when he's in the Maya City. And I hope you're ready, because April 22nd, he is bringing his Why Would You Do That tour to the Paramount Theater. On the line, we have Sebastian Maniscalco. How you doing, man?
I'm all good, man. Looking forward to coming to Denver in April. I know this is quite some time away. I got to get on the ball and start promoting early.
Well, you know, here in Denver, we've been having record highs. Like, we haven't even had a single flake of snow yet. So today might actually be the first day. So I'm excited about thinking about April, because we'll already be getting back to warm-up mode. So I'm ready for that.
Perfect. Yeah, I always like coming to Denver, and this is my first time going into a theater there. Prior to this, I always worked at the Comedy Works downtown and out in the suburbs over there. So, I'm looking forward to it.
So you're going to be here Tuesday, April 22nd. It is the Why Would You Do That tour. You can get your tickets at comedy1031.com. And so with this tour, you have 87 shows on this tour so far, and you'll be making your way here to Denver. What made you, what inspired you to put the Why Would You Do That special together? Because that was, I believe, on Showtime, and now you have the subsequent tour. What was it like putting that together?
Yeah, I wanted to go to a lot of different cities that, A, I haven't been before, and B, that I have been, and kind of mix it up all together in a tour that kind of is coming off of the Showtime special. And I always get, oh, is this going to be the same material that we saw on Showtime? And what I like to do with my shows is give you a little bit of the old stuff and definitely some of the new stuff. So my act is always changing and evolving, and I'm having a kid May 1st, so there's going to be, material that I'm dealing with now with my, pregnant wife, and so it's always evolving.
Congratulations on the pregnancy.
Thank you.
And another cool thing with this is that actually, if you buy a ticket to this show, for every ticket that is bought, you'll actually be donating $1 to the Tag Your It Foundation. The foundation is set up through the California Community Foundation. It strives to support research in Alzheimer's disease, children's education, the U.S. military. So you're also helping out a great cause.
Yeah, I'm at the point of my career now that I have the ability to give back and donate, and those three organizations are kind of near and dear to my heart. Alzheimer's being one of the things that my family had to deal with my grandfather, and we know how hard it was to kind of be a caregiver to him. So anything that could go towards making that a better situation for people, I want to be a part of. So I started up my own foundation, and it's called Tag Your It because it's something that when donating, I would hope somebody would also kind of take the same stance that I would, as just giving back to the community or an organization. So, yeah, it's all good.
Well, like I said, April 22nd, you can get those tickets at comedy1031.com. And I got to imagine, I know you're a Chicago native, and a few weeks back, a historic win for the Chicago Cubs. I got to imagine that was a great day for you.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go to two World Series games in Chicago, and my tickets weren't quite as close as Bill Murray's. Bill Murray was close enough to get sunflower seeds from Rizzo. I was up in the seats where you could get in a fight at any moment.
Right.
So it was just great to be there at the Wrigley Field, somewhere I kind of grew up watching the Cubs, and now they won the World Series. It's pretty cool.
Well, next time they go to the World Series, you'll be at the up close seats. That's my prediction right there. You'll be good to go.
Yeah.
And I also know for quite some time you've had your Pete and Sebastian Show podcast that actually got picked up by satellite radio, right?
Yeah, the Pete and Sebastian Show was a podcast I was doing once a week with Pete Corielli, a fellow comedian of mine. We did it once a week for 4 years, and now January 1st, we're moving over to Sirius XM, and we're going to do it over there. So, larger platform, we're going to have the same type of show, but now we're going to have the ability to have some guests on, do some live call-ins. So, we're really excited about that, and it's something that Pete and I use as a platform for long form storytelling. Stand-up comedy is like set up punch. This is more of like longer stories where we could kind of sink our teeth into. So yeah, we're excited about that as well.
Perfect, man. Well, speaking about delivery, that's what you'll be doing April 22nd. You'll be delivering the laughs right here at the Paramount Theater. It's Sebastian Maniscalco's Why Would You Do That Tour. Get your tickets right now, comedy1031.com, before they go as a hot ticket. And we want to thank you for making time for us, and make sure when you're in Denver, you stop by the station, man.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on, and wish you and your family a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a great holidays.